Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Vikings against the Rams in Glendale, Arizona. The situation in Los Angeles just doesn't seem to be getting any better. It's just awful. And so that game's been moved to Glendale, Arizona. And it'll be an interesting game to watch. Jeff Phelps here, Andy Baskin over there.
Okay, according to Google AI, the term doink is used to describe a missed field goal that makes a loud sound as the ball ricochets off the pole. Did you hear the one in the Chargers game? Man, you can hear that.
Let's crank up the sound.
Woo! Man, I don't even think the audio guy was expecting that. It started with Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker in the Super Bowl they were last one, because I can't read Roman numerals. So
did you not pay attention in fourth grade?
I don't know. Was it 55, 6, 7, 57?
Is there an L?
There's an
and
L.
And then a V.
And then two I's after the
That's
V.
That's 57.
That's what I just said, 57.
Good. I thought you said you couldn't do it.
I could. It's just easier just to say it doesn't really matter. The term double, so it was actually a remote technical operations guy. He was a vice president of CBS, must have got in someone's ear and goes, doink. His name is David Cone. So he gets credit for coining the term after the play. Whoever the play-by-play guy was in that. So probably
might have been Nance.
That's what I would have thought. It would have been Nance. Yep. By the way, 500 games yesterday. Did you see that?
Good for him.
I like they didn't make a big deal about that either. The term double doink, though, is used to describe when the ball bounces off one upright, then another. Credit for that, Chris Berman, NFL Primetime.
Or the crossbar, right?
According to AI, I will read, because you have to get it exactly right. Like a lot of people in my life, like they get mad at me when I say it was carrot souffle, and I said corn souffle by mistake, and then I got chastised for it yesterday at dinner.
Is it red or orange or yellow?
It's kind of a reddish.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Orange.
Next time you should just call it like vegetable souffle, and then that
stuff.
I'm just going to say souffle from now on. I'm just not like,
I'm Andy Baskin, and I eat souffles.
No, I'm just telling you, my wife is an amazing cook, and I made the mistake of saying carrot souffle yesterday instead of carrot souffle. I said corn souffle instead of carrot souffle.
I had a carrot yesterday. Does that count?
No, it's not the same.
Look at you eating your veggies like a big boy.
Yeah,
did
thanks.
You get dessert?
Yeah, I did, actually.
Good man.
Okay, yeah. So Chris Berman
coined
the term double doink.
That's swell.
And Jason Hansen was the guy to do it in 2000.
Very nice.
Yes, okay.
Okay.
So now we're all happy. We're all
that's outstanding.
Doinked out.
So I'm watching the playoffs in the National Football League, and one thing struck me. When it came to thinking about our football team.
Someone threw the remote at your head?
No.
You said something struck you. So.
That's funny. Among other things, and I want to talk about each one of these games just a little bit. But the one thing that struck me, we had five games that have already been played. Four of the five winners had a running back rush for 100-plus yards. And that struck me about our team, because our team used to run the ball beautifully. And then this last year, our team didn't run the ball so well. So, yes, the team needs a quarterback for next year. No question. Team also needs to get back to what it did and did well. And that is have a good offensive line run block, which Jack Conklin and Joel Bitonio mentioned in their little exit interviews. We got to get back to what we did. And I think you need a running back. Maybe two. I'm not sold on Jerome Ford as the lead guy here. And they're clearly not sold on Pierre Strong or Deontay Foreman. So I think along with bringing in two quarterbacks, I think the Browns probably need to bring in two running backs. And then keep your fingers crossed if you decide to bring back Nick Chubb, and I hope they do, that Nick is okay and good to go next year. I think Nick will be better next year. You know, it's not like he re-injured his knee for a third time. It was an ankle. So in theory, maybe that just gives his knee even more time. Mm. And hopefully he's back and good to go next year. And you have Nick Chubb and somebody else as your running backs. Because look around the league at the running backs who are putting up big numbers all season long. And just in these games, Philadelphia had Saquon Barkley get 119, first year with a new team, veteran. The Bills beat up the Broncos. James Cook came up with Buffalo, had 120 yards rushing. The Ravens beat up on the Steelers. Derrick Henry was washed up, right, when he left Tennessee, 186 yards. And Joe Mixon couldn't run anymore. He goes to Houston, puts up 106 yards, and gets the game winner, or at least the go-ahead, lock it up, 32-12. Texans beat up the Chargers. So four of the five winners had 100-yard rushing games. And I think it's critical. Mixon was very good all year, except for the time he was out with an injury. Derrick Henry was just a beast. James Cook, very good. And Saquon almost made history. So I think the Browns really need to look at that running situation and bring in a back or two and make sure the line is good to go. And if you don't think the line is good to go, then you need to make some changes there.
I'm looking at the way things might fall out. If I were the Browns, I would bring in a veteran running back. That's the first thing I would do, and then I would draft one. And you probably,
and you can get one in the third, fourth, fifth round.
And you know who those guys are. But either, I mean, I'm not trying to be a homer on this, but I'm just looking at rankings. Travion Henderson and Quinshon Judkins are ranked 2 and 3 in ESPN. And if you go over to our lads, they'll tell you that they're probably third, fourth round selections. So, I mean, they may be right in the Browns' wheelhouse as far as getting guys in. I'm still good with Jerome Ford, though. I got to be honest with you. I like the way Jerome played last year. I thought he was extremely efficient. And so, I mean, if they came back next year and Chubb is 60%, 70%, I would have Ford, Chubb, and then I would draft one of these younger guys, bring him in. I would be okay with that coming back. I don't think Ford was bad at all last year.
I don't think he was bad either. I just don't know if he's the guy you can saddle up and say, go, let's do this. Maybe he is.
I mean, he's had a couple years to figure it out.
I would prefer some of the guys who might be out there in free agency. And I would think about, like you, drafting, whether it's Travion Henderson or somebody else. There are good running backs available in the draft. Find one and bring them in.
Yeah, I don't know where.
Make sure your offensive line is good to go. You know, make sure. And, you know, their new running backs or offensive line coach was, you know, the guy at Stanford when they were running with Christian McCaffrey and Bryce Love. So, okay, go running game. Let's go. Let's figure this out. And if you don't think your offensive line is as good as we hope it's going to be, as good as it's been in the summer healing up to, and maybe you're better next year, although there's a little bit of age on them, just a little bit. But you see offensive linemen playing into their, you know, mid to late 30s all the time. Do some self-evaluating. If you don't like it, then fix it.
Yeah, the Chubb part of it's hard because I'm not turning my back on Nick, and if I think Nick can give us something next year, I'm not walking away from Nick. He means too much.
No, I'm not either.
So,
but you know, is Nick walking away from the Browns? I don't think so. I would honestly think that the Nick Chubb we saw this year is either A, exactly what he is at this point in his health, or he just needed a little time to come back and he's going to be more like he was in the past next year. And, you know, I don't buy the running back in his late 20s can't do it anymore. Joe Mixon's doing it.
Absolutely.
Derrick Henry's doing it. Derrick, I think he's 31. I mean, these guys can get her done. You know, Josh Jacobs had 80-some yards for the Packers. He was on a new team this last year.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are a lot of guys in the league. You know, I'll throw out a name to you. Mm-hmm. Miles Sanders, okay, who was with Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. He's in Carolina. He's due a big roster bonus this year. He's probably not going to stick because they signed Chuba Hubbard to a multi-year contract, and they have Jonathan Brooks, who's coming back from an ACL, probably won't play next year, but they already have Chuba Hubbard. Miles Sanders, after their last game, said, "There's no way I'm not going to be on the GD bench next year."
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he doesn't want to be there behind Chuba Hubbard. He's a free agent. He'd be a guy who some team's going to bring in and maybe could be that kind of guy who veteran changes teams and does a nice job. But I think it's the running game that you're really going to have to pay attention to
next
year.
Here's the one thing I don't want to play next year. I don't want to play Nick Chubb ends up on another team. If a knee is okay, he's back to work sort of where he kind of was before, and then we sit here and play Wheel of Regret every Monday because we look and we see he had 100 yards again or he had 100 yards again. I would rather to go one more year, roll the dice with him to see if he can get back into that spot than have to sit here every Monday and go, oh, what were we thinking? Why did we let him go so quick? We could have hung on to him for another year. What would it have hurt us? It's running back. You're going to tell me you can't? Right now, I'm just looking, what are there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 guys on the roster? 7 running backs on the roster? 3, 5, 6? I'm looking at it. You can do this. You can keep Nick, maybe keep Jerome, draft a guy, and bring in another guy. That's all.
You think?
Yes.
Yeah, I do too. I'm not sold that Jerome. I'm not as high on Jerome as you are. I think he can do a decent job.
I think we flip because I think when he first came in, you were high on him.
No,
never. Oh, I thought you were in the beginning. There were times throughout the season this year.
I think he's a pro running back, but if you're looking for a difference maker, I think you're going to show a lot of faith if you give him that opportunity. How's that?
I don't know. My problem is that loyalty sometimes gets in the back of my head. That's all.
Maybe.
I'd be okay if Ford's back next year. I'd be back, like I said, all three things.
Folks, what do you think about the running situation? I think the Browns should have been enlightened by what they saw in the first round. Yeah, you need a quarterback. But yeah, you need a running game too. 216-474-0092. Some phone calls coming up. Scott Petrak, Chronicle Telegram, will join us at 11 o'clock. I want to talk about a couple of these games in particular, by the way, especially involving the two AFC North teams. Yikes, Baltimore looked good. And they're not going away.